Little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so by tomorrow we should all be ready to get into Telos Hos. Alright, for those just tuning in, again we're on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, about four lines up from the bottom. Go ahead. Let me just say one more thing. I'm sorry. This piece is a good sample piece that demonstrates the importance of placing commas in the right place. Okay, so when you read, sometimes not enough just to touch the words, but it's also important to recognize where there's a comma and where there's a question mark. So let's try to pay close attention to that as we read, okay?
When you're doing mitzvah, you're patur from another mitzvah. From where do we know this?
Okay, stop. So there's a similar word that I think you're thinking of that means from where. What word means from where? Hachi would be here. What word means from where? It's not here. It's not the word here. Hecha. Mehecha nafka would be from where. What word means... What does this word mean?
Which word?
From here.
The word that you read as...
Nafka?
The one before. No. Mehecha. Mehecha. Not mehecha. Mehecha means somewhere. Right? Mehecha means, Sam?
From here.
From here.
Isn't that what I said?
No, I don't think so.
Because then I said from there.
You did say from there, but you didn't say from...
Okay.
Okay, so and this is a question.
What does it mean?
This is a question. Well, let's read it again. The ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah mehecha nafka? Question. Mehecha nafka? From here we learn it out? It's not from where.
Right.
From here we know it? No, mehasam nafka. We learn it out from over there.
The Tanya, the Brisa says, vayihin anashim asher ayu Tameim Linafesh Adam Dizomer.
Good. What does that mean? What's it talking about?
It's talking about when you become Tameh from a dead person.
Okay, good. Vayhi Anashim Ashayu Tameim Linafesh Adam. What does that mean? Did anyone look this pasuk up?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the pasuk talking about? As a general rule, when you see the Gemara quoting a pasuk, if you're not familiar with the pasuk, it's always a good idea to look it up, right? Get the context, and you'll know how to read it properly when the Gemara cites it. And you'll know what's going on.
Yeah, the newer Gemaras have it.
Yeah, they have.
Okay,
it.
So if you have a fancy Gemara, then you don't have to do anything, right?
In the second year of the Midbar.
And what happened?
Then they couldn't do Pesach.
Good, couldn't be in the Karm Pesach. So
why is it stated in the Braisa but then it's in Bamidbar?
Now the pasuk is in Bamidbar, but that discussion, right, that discussion is from a Gemara in Sota. Gemara in Sota analyzes this pasuk and has the discussion. So the Gemara is citing it here, just like the previous limud from B'shifta Chabavei Secha is also discussed elsewhere. Where was that? It was Gemara in Brachos. Right, so in both cases, the Gemara is citing to Braisos that appear elsewhere in Shas. All right. Go ahead. Question mark. Good. So read it again.
Osam anashim mihayu.
No, mihayu. Mihayu. Osam anashim mihayu. Right punctuation, wrong inflection. So who were they?
Then how is it a question mark? Oh, the way you define it.
No, it's Osam Anashim Mihayu. Who are they?
So why can't you say Mihayu?
Because that sounds like you're asking a different question. That's like it sounds like you're saying something else.
Right. So who are they?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Arono Shel Yosef.
Stop.
It was the people who are holding the Arono of Yosef.
Good. No se Arono Shel Yosef Hayu. That's Divrei Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara. Divrei Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
Right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one that made that statement. He's the one that suggested that these individuals were the No se Arono Shel Yosef.
Is Haglili a place?
Yosef Haglili, yeah.
I'm saying Haglili is a place.
I think so. Just before you go on, let's just do the Rashi's at the bottom of the Amud. So Rashi tells you what was the Gemara talking about when it said Mehacha from here. Oh, from here, from the pasuk that we've been dealing with since the beginning of the Amud. The Shiftacha B'Mesecha. Right? That's all Rashi just explained. What's the Mehacha? Okay. Vayhi Anashim. Okay, there's another Rashi there. Vayhi Anashim. Vayhi Anashim V'Gomer, says Rashi. The very last line there.
Oh, the last line? Okay.
B'shana Hashenis Litzis Mitzrayim. Right, Rashi's giving you just a little more context for the Pasuk. Again, if you looked up the Pasuk, or you had the Pasuk cited, or you had, saw some of the surrounding Pesukim, you saw that already. Rashi just giving us a little bit of an explanation as to what the Pasuk is talking about. Okay, so that's the first shita of Yosef Glili. Next. Stop. So what is that? What's Rabbi Akiva saying? Different shita. Different shita. It's not those that were carrying the Aron of Yosef. It was other people. Who were talking about? Mishael and Elzaphan. They did what? They were Oskin and Nadav Avihu. What does that mean? They were Oskin and Nadav Avihu. Avi Hirschman, you know?
They were involved with the
Mason. The bodies. They were involved in the bodies of Nadav Avihu.
So that's the same idea as
Yosef. So that's a similar idea. Same idea, just a different different subject. Different hero. Okay.
Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Ibn Nose Arona Shel Yosef, Hayuk Kvar Hayuk Yecholim.
Litoher. Stop. What does that mean? Rabbi Yitzchak says, if they were, in fact, Nose Arona Shel Yosef, if that's who these people were, then what? They could have already become Tahor. So that doesn't seem to be the right explanation, according to him. All right. And what about Mishael Ve'Altzafan? What about Rabbi Akiva's position? In Mishael Ve'Altzafan, how you retire? Also. So that doesn't seem to be right either. So he has to come up with his own pshat. What's his pshat?
Ella Oskin B'Mes Mitzvah Hayu.
Good. Talking about some individuals that were involved with what? With a mace mitzvah. Some type of mace mitzvah. What's the classic case of a mace mitzvah?
Body inside the
room. Okay, burying the dead, that there's no one else to attend to. You find the body left out on the road. The person has to take care of that right away. Okay, so we're talking about Meis Mitzvah, Shechal. Stop. Shechal Shvi Shelahen. Who's the Shelahen? What does Shelahen mean? Theirs, right? Theirs. Of them. Shechal Shvi Shelahen. Their Shvi. Their Yom HaShvi. The seventh day came out on Erev Pesach. Whose day? Whose seventh day? The people that were Tamei. Good. The people that involved themselves with this mace, the seventh day for them would have been when? On Erev Pesach.
Shenemar.
How do we know this? Shenemar.
Shenemar v'lo yachlo la'asos ha-pesach.
Ha-pesach.
Ha-pesach. Le-yoma.
Le-yoma who? Stop. That's the end of the quote. Le-yoma means when?
That day.
On that day. What's the implication?
Then on the next day.
Good, on the very next day, it's not right. By Yom Ahu, that's the problem. But by Yom Ahu in Yichol Nasos, Halamachar Yichol Nasos. So you're right, when was it impossible for them to bring the carbon? By Yom Ahu. But on the next day, it would have been okay. Now what's unique to the carbon Pesach? there are two important time slots. What happens during the day on Erev Pesach? And what happens later that night, the next day, the next halachic day? It's eaten. So when would they have been tamei? At the tamei.
At the time that they were tamei.
The time that the carbon was brought, they're going to be tamei. When would they have been tahar? Oh, lamachar. By the time they were ready to eat, then they'd be tahar. But that's not good enough. In order to be able to eat the carbon Pesach, you have to be tahar as of the time that the carbon is brought.
They're both in the mitzvah?
Two parts of the mitzvah. You have to be tahor already at the time when the carbon is brought for you. In order to be included in the chabura, you have to be tahor. And these individuals would not yet have been tahor until nighttime. Okay, so that's the third shita. Now let's take a look at some of the Rashi's, and then we'll get. This is really all a parenthetical discussion here. Before the Gemara gets back to explaining why we need both sets of psukim, both limudim. Yeah, question.
So I know at the end of the Gemara it mentions like between like Kriyas Shema and like Karban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
What if like the people who found the Mace Mitzvah on the side of the road and they're like, well, if we take the body now and bury him, we're going to be tar for Tamei for 7 days, and 7 days is like
right.
Erev Pesach, and like.
That's not the right approach. The right thing to do is to do the Mace Mitzvah, to do the Kavura. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling you. They did it knowing that they weren't going to be able to do the Karban Pesach later. The Gemara is trying to say that's the proof. That's the proof for Osik Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah.
Wouldn't they get some kind of like Zitzvah or something like that? Like, should there be like kind of maybe a leniency? Like,
to do what? Get a pass?
For
you can still, you can still bring.
For Karban Pesach.
No, Karban Pesach. No, you wouldn't be chayav karis. You wouldn't be chayav karis.
If you're tamei on.
Yeah, you're potter. You're potter.
The whole thing that there's like a big like question, like what do you do because Pesach is like so important.
Oh, so we're gonna get to that. The Gemara is gonna try to say that maybe.
For being tamei?
Why aren't you potter from being tamei?
Yeah, if you're gonna say.
Because right now, what's your chiyuv?
Like, if you're gonna be potter from something.
What's your chiyuv right now? What mitzvah are you presented with right now?
Chiyuv for the mace.
Mace mitzvah.
Yeah, I understand, but right, you're in a Mace Mitzvah, right?
Right.
So, and then you have two other, I guess because it's a positive?
I don't know, I mean, you haven't said
because Karban Pesach is a positive, that's why, as it would just, it would seem like it just makes sense that you'd be Pater from being Tamei. As
Pater
opposed
from being
to being Pater from.
Meaning what, you should do the Kavura but you won't become Tamei?
Yeah.
Or don't do the Kavura?
No, I'm saying it should be that you do the Kavura, but the...
You don't become Tamei?
The laws of Tamei change instead of the laws
suspend
of
Tamei. Suspend the laws of... suspend the laws of Tamei.
Well, you're going to be suspending one law or another.
No,
you're
not.
You're going to be suspending the laws of Pesach.
You're not suspending the laws of Pesach.
Or of the Korban Pesach.
You're not. You're saying you're in the category of those individuals that don't get to bring the Korban, or can't bring the Korban. That's not a suspension. You're applying the rules. The rules are, you're Tamei, you're B'der Chachoka, that's it. You potter from bringing the Korban, or you can't bring the Korban.
Oh, so if you got tamei some other way, like a day before or whatever,
you'd be potter from the Korban. That's
the
right.
Okay.
This is a question that Yonah raised before. Why is the Gemara so insistent on setting up the case where they were potter? They became tamei exactly 7 days before, because it's learning out from the pasuk. The pasuk specifically says Bayomahu. So because the pasuk says Bayomahu, so therefore we know that on the next day, right? All right? Is that clear? All right, so let's take a look at the Rashi now. Go ahead. Let's take a look at the Rashi.
The huge Rashi.
V'mnose arono shel Yosef o mishal v'atzalfan ha'yicholim l'itahir. That long Rashi. By the way, Rashi over there is, if you know...
The very top?
No, it's the second Rashi, really. We know we could do the first one actually. Wanna do the first one first?
First
draft. Yeah.
I don't see where you're going.
Yeah, how you guys seen him a brighter b sifray. Maybe Kiva Omer Michelle Veltsoff on how you Shanitmu Benadav Avihu, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Milser Rosh Yosef, how you chum, how you retire, Vimishav El Tzafan, how you chum, how you retire, Elami, how you, Tmei Mace Mitzvah, how you, Shechal Shvishalam Lios Bar, Pasach Shanamar, right? Well, Yachlu. It's just a slightly different girsa. The idea is the same, but the girsa is slightly different. But look at Rashi, it's interesting. Rashi also apparently had a different girsa of the piece later, because he says, Vimnosa Ronasha Yosef O Mishal El Tzafan Hayuchol and Hayulitar. He sort of puts together the two, I don't know if anyone noticed that. He puts together those two pieces. You see that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like earth shattering Ha'ara. I'm just saying, if you look at the Rashi, instead of where the Gemara makes it two steps, Rashi sort of lumps it all together. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Because Rabbi Yitzchak made two statements. He says, if it was the individuals that were carrying the Aron Shel Yosef, they could become Tar. If it was those people, Mishal Vel Tzafan, they could become Tar. Said it twice. So Rashi, when he says it over, instead of saying it twice, he just says, if it was A or B, they could become Tar. That's all I'm saying. Okay, Rashi. Avi, you got the Rashi?
Yeah.
Sharei. Could give us a little bit of the explanation as to how this all works out, that they could have become tar. In both cases, the Gemara said they could become tar. Okay. Shalei be'echa b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan. You see it? It's the second narrow line, third narrow line in the Rashi's. Inside margin? Good. Third narrow line then?
Third narrow. I'm Shari Ba'achad bin Nisan Hukam.
Hamishkan. The Mishkan was erected on that day. Vishenilo
Sarah
Alazar.
As Aparo.
Good.
Bitahara.
So the Purim and Mishkan, the first of Nisan. The second of Nisan, they already were preparing the Efer Paraduma so that the Tamei Mace will be able to bring their Karbanos. I mean, he cites a Pasuk, like it's, I rather cites the Gemara in Gitin, right? Shmona Parashas Nemrim B'yom Shukam Mishkan. Uparaduma Achas Mehim. That was one of the things that were discussed already at the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Ube'echa b'nisan hukam mishkan. He's back to that again. V'hu ches.
L'maluim.
Kedekai malon in Shabbos. Oso hayom.
Natal asar.
Ataros
Ubo
Mesu
Nadav Avihu Hilkach.
What does Hilkach mean?
What is
Hilkach? Good, therefore
Mirosh
Chodesh, meaning the first of Nisan,
Ve'ad HaPesach Hayu Yochlin L'Tahar
Yochol L'Tahar.
Right,
how many days from Rosh Chodesh until Pesach?
14.
So it's certainly enough time to become Tar, right? Certainly enough time.
How many do you need, seven?
Mm-hmm.
What's Rashi trying to figure out?
No, he's just trying to explain the statement that Yitzchak made. Yitzchak just said, oh, if it was these individuals, they certainly could have become Tar. But he doesn't explain why. Why are you saying that they would have been Tar by the time the Karban Pesach was brought? So Rashi just explained to you why it is that Yitzchak is so convinced that they would have been Tar by the time the Karban is brought. Giving you sort of the backstory. Okay.
V'kra'amar.
One second. V'lo yachlu. But the other pasuk says they couldn't. It was impossible. So if it was not possible for them to do, which means they couldn't become tahor. If it was people that couldn't become tahor, it couldn't have been these individuals.
You can't become tahor.
the people that were unable to do the Pesach Rishon and had to do Pesach Sheni were people that lo yachlu. Lo yachlu means it was not possible, not feasible.
So it couldn't have been Yosef?
It couldn't have been those. No, it couldn't have been those that dealt with Mishal Val Tzafan. Because he said when Mishal Val Tzafan, when Nadav Avihu died, it was certainly enough time to deal with the mace and to become tahor. Now he's dealing with the second case, or the first case. Is that clear? Is everyone clear on this? Rashi's picking up on the fact, and he's saying what Rabbi Yitzchak means that they could become tahor, and therefore couldn't have been these individuals, because the pasuk says that we're talking about people lo yachlu. Lo yachlu means that halachically it wasn't feasible. Halachically, it wasn't viable for these people to bring the karban. Oh, but let's go through the whole shtal shel hadvarim here. Let's go through the whole sequence of events. Based on the sequence of events, based on the timeline, these people had ample time to become tahor. It can't be those individuals. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. All right? Now, what about the other group that was mentioned?
The Nosei
Aron Roshal Yosef.
Nami Kvar Avero Aleim Asrachadashim.
It was 10 months. It was 10 months already. It was Asar Chadashim.
The Yoser Shelo Nishu.
Nasuhu. Mishachanu. What's Mishachanu mean? From the lashon of Machane, from Chania, yes. Mishachanu. What does that mean? Mishachanu. From the time that they were chone, from the time that they were encamped, yes. So from the time that they were encamped already at Har Chorev, what happened? They were no longer involved in carrying Yosef's body. Kedichsev, B'yom Hazel Bel Midbar Sinai. From that point on, V'lo Nosu Misham Ad Esrim Be'iyar Shalshana Haba. They didn't move again. Right? Kedichsev, V'yi B'Shana Hasheni, Es B'Chodesh Hasheni, B'Esrim B'Chodesh, Na'ale Ha'anan Me'al V'Gomer. And then V'yisumei Harar. They all started going, traveling again at that point. So they weren't carrying Yosef's body all the time. Carrying Yosef's body 10 months ago. So they wouldn't still be they would not still be tummy. Now, obviously, all of this makes a powerful argument for Rabbi Yitzchak, such that you really have to go back and try to understand the other shittos. How could the other shittos possibly maintain that they were either those Nosei Aron Shel Yosef or Mishal Val Tzafan, if according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it just didn't work out?
So you're saying they can't be.
Not possible.
It couldn't have been either case.
That's Rabbi Yitzchak's position. Not possible to be, just based on the historical events.
Then it couldn't be the first case either, because it's 14.
That's right. That's right. Okay, we have to perhaps come back to try to explain those other shitos. But that's Rashi's explanation for Rabbi Yitzchak, who knocks out both of those shitos and says instead that what? Who are we talking about? Talking about the person who was, or individuals that were involved in a quote-unquote meis mitzvah. Now Rashi says, you know what? It's not really the classic case of meis mitzvah. Didn't have to be that. Why don't you read that Rashi inside?
Tamei meis mitzvah.
Right.
Lav meis mitzvah dafka.
Good.
Kamar.
Lav meis mitzvah dafka kamar. When the Gemara says they were involved in a meis mitzvah, it's meant lav dafka. What does that mean, lav dafka? Exactly. It doesn't have to be exactly that case. It doesn't mean dafka a meis mitzvah in the classic sense. Good. Good. Karuluhum. That sometimes the Talmud uses that type of language to refer to what type of kvura? Kvura of a relative. Why? Because that's also a mitzvah. It's not mes mitzvah in the classic sense, the way we generally use it. Right? Like I mentioned before, it's not a body that you find out on the street. It could be a relative that passes away. Relative that passes away that you're mechuyev to be involved with, that's also referred to more generally as meis mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah sasek ben kigon.
Amorim the
parshas.
Parshas kohanim shehakoyen
me. Right. We have those relatives that are listed in Sefer Vayikra as being those individuals for whom the Kohen must defile himself to deal with them. So those are also referred to as Meisei Mitzvah. That's all Rashi is making that aura, that it doesn't necessarily mean that they found the body out in the street. Okay? You all right? You're doing great. Yeah. Dechazu.
Dechazu le arsa.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Lo
ishtiru.
Ishtiri.
Lo ishtiru. You have ishtiri?
Ishtiru.
Lo ishtiru. What does that mean? Afagav. What does afagav mean? Chaim. Lox Beiser. What does that mean?
Even though
what? Dechazu. Sometimes it means to see. Here it means to be ro'i. Chazi. Lashon chazi. Chazi means they were ro'i.
Worthy.
Fit. They were fit. Even though they were going to be fit for what? The chazu la'arta. Later that night they were going to be fit. Fit for what? Fit for eating the karban. Lo ishtiru. They weren't permitted to do what?
To eat it.
To be included in the karban. To ultimately eat it. Why not? Well, keep going. Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom Shema Inan Mene Deosek Mitzvah Pater Mene Mitzvah.
Why?
Share
Nitmeu.
Bimasehen.
They became Tame when? Shiva Yom Lefnei HaPesach. Achilas Pischayan. Stop. What does that mean? You see from here, Shamina Minei, see from here, you learn from here, the Osig Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah. How? How so? Shehei Nitmeu B'Meseihen Shiva Yom Lefnei HaPesach. They got involved in a mitzvah which would do what ultimately?
Less than 7 days.
It's going to cause a problem later when the Karban Pesach is on the books. So this tuma is going to be ma'akev. What does it mean to be ma'akev? To hold back, to retard, to prevent. So it's going to prevent them from doing what? Achilas pischeihem. So what do you see from here? You see that I could do a mitzvah now, knowing that a mitzvah that's going to come around later will be impossible to perform. I'll do something now, knowing that's going to push off a later mitzvah. Okay?
Isn't that accidental?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It happens to be that they have a mitzvah's mace, and they're going to be tummy, but that's just a...
No, but here apparently they knew. They knew that this...
Okay, but the mitzvah's Pesach is not now. The mitzvah, you're right, you can't do... It's just an accident that they're going to be come tummy for 7 days, and they won't be able to do... But that doesn't... It's not actually... If I'm osek in one mitzvah...
Good. So the Gemara says that you're right. That's why that pasuk is not enough to teach you the whole principle of Osig Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah. It's only enough to teach you that one case. You're saying it's only enough to teach me this very case, and that's what the Gemara says.
You but can't. I wouldn't even say that it's Osig Mitzvah. What is so? What's the? How's that Osig Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah? There's no two ways.
It's a different type of. It's
not
different.
I'm not Osig in Karban Pesach.
No, but even examples where I am. Let's say, no, what do you mean?
There's no Hisaskas in Karban Pesach.
No, let's say it's a Hisaskas in something else. Now.
Well, but the prevention is separate from...
From the mitzvah? No, it's not. It's a direct result of the mitzvah.
Direct result, but that's accident. That's just because now I'm not going to be Roy as a
Gavra. Yeah, why not?
But
why not? Because of my involvement with the Meis Mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's just because the mace. But how do you tell me? So it would be. But that's just a condition. I'm not in the condition to do Pesach. But that's not that my hisaskus in the mitzvah now is going to potter me from another mitzvah.
It is, though.
So what?
But as my question is that just because you need, you require a certain condition to do this mitzvah.
You have to be tahar.
Right. Well, let's say I became tame from some other reason. Right. Just happened to be I didn't touch the shek.
Right.
So I'm also not going to be able to do korban pesach.
Right.
Right. But this is. So I'm going to be, but I have to do, there's nothing, I have to do, I'm confronted with a mitzvah.
Right, there's no obligation to be mal the sheretz.
Right.
Right, so I don't have license to tell myself with the sheretz, knowing that it's going to push off my...
Right, but how can you tell me now, so, am I in misasik in korban pesach?
No.
No, I'm...
Right. No, korban pesach doesn't exist.
I'm confronted with the mitzvah.
Korban pesach doesn't exist yet.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So now,
but that's the Gemara's point,
right? A mitzvah of mace.
That's right.
So now I have to do the mace.
That's right.
Oh, so now yes, there is going to be a result that I'm not going to be roy for.
That's right.
But there's no tzirif to Korban Pesach right now. So how can you tell me that's going to teach you what's a mitzvah to a mitzvah?
That's the Gemara's response. The Gemara's response is that you can't learn from here a case where you have two mitzvahs that both exist.
So what was on?
So the Gemara says, you know why you need a case of Korban Pesach? If you listen one more second, you'll hear. But the Gemara is actually brought in by that very thing. But Rashi, the way Rashi learns what the Gemara is proposing now or suggesting is what? Mitzvah kala habal yadcha eimet selch l'bchosom nechamur ha'asid alava. You don't say, listen, if I do this mitzvah now, we'll call it Osek mitzvah, mace mitzvah, kvura. You don't say, well, you know what, kvura is a B-list mitzvah. Korban Pesach, that's an A-list mitzvah. If I do Korban Pesach, if I do the Kvura now, when the A-list mitzvah comes around later, I'm not going to be able to do it. So maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I shouldn't do the first mitzvah. And I'll say, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to not do this mitzvah, and I'll wait for the second mitzvah. I don't say that. This series of psukim, this whole issue with Korban Pesach, that's what it teaches me.
So it's not also, is that a form of psukim?
Yes.
So why is that?
So that's a good question. That's a good question. Why would I call that Osek B'mitzvah? It's not the classic application of Osek B'mitzvah. But apparently on some level, that's also called Osek B'mitzvah. Why is it Osek B'mitzvah? At the moment when Korban Pesach comes around, am I still involved in the mitzvah of Kavura?
Maybe the Kavura
is... The burial. In a week from now, when I have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, am I involved in a mitzvah? No, not actively. I'm not actively involved in the mitzvah. But the reason why I now am not suitable to do the second mitzvah is because of my involvement with the first mitzvah.
The first mitzvah is the burial?
Yeah.
The one that you're not active in?
Yeah, so what Hillel is saying is, you see from here that the Gemara is addressing that, is dealing with it, as some form of hisaskus, but yet actively it's not hisaskus.
That was our thing before, right? In the beginning we asked, do you have to be active? So when traveling, that thing?
So we saw some cases where the hisaskus is expanded. In some cases, the involvement. In some cases, I'll look at the involvement in a much broader sense. This is a sort of after the fact. But we had cases where the hisaskus even extends to before the fact. For example, what?
How would you call this hisaskus? You're just not allowed to eat a korban whenever you're tummy.
Right, that's I think that's Hill's question. You're saying it's, you want to say it's not called the saskus at all.
I mean, on first thought.
At first glance, okay.
What are they saying the saskus is?
Well, let me pose the question this way. How is it different than a guy who's traveling to go to be Podesh Shvuyim? Right? He's traveling by day. At night he's at rest. And he's not doing anything to further the Pidyon Shvuyim. And Rashi says, in that case, you potter.
So what's this case?
I'm going to say the case again. But I'm just giving you something else to consider. I'm traveling to redeem a captive. While I'm traveling, I'm definitely exempt. Rashi goes a step further and says, even when you're encamped, when you're not actively traveling, you're also exempt. B'shas chaniyasam, you're exempt. So now we're being told, you want to know something? Even when you're not involved in the mitzvah at all, the mitzvah has essentially been completed, because you have a status which emerges from your involvement, that's also referred to generally as Osek B'mitzvah, to the extent that it's going to pot you from another mitzvah which comes along. So in response to your question, Avi, which you just asked, what we're saying is that I could start this mitzvah now knowing that it's going to create a patur for me later on.
What's this mitzvah? Is that
burial? Burial. I could do the Maisa of Kavura. Now, we're not saying it's a mitzvah that's continuous. It's not that you're still involved in the Kavura a week from now. Right? I could do the Maisa of Kavura now knowing that it's going to create a status for me which is going to pot me from another mitzvah.
What's that, Tara?
Korban Pesach. Exactly.
Oh, so the involvement is that you're telling me. Is that the involvement?
Well, again, it's not an active involvement. The Gemara is not saying we look at you as though you're actively involved in the strict sense of the word, because you're not. The Maisa and the Mitzvah are both done. The Kima Mitzvah is gone. You did the Kvura, you tended to the Mace, Mitzvah is finished. Your active involvement is over.
But this is the exact opposite of traveling, the...
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to show you. What's the case by traveling?
The non-act is in before you do the mitzvah. Here it's after.
And yet that's also considered part of the hisaskos, right? Because it's related to the ultimate mitzvah. So the most conclusion is that what you need this case to teach you what. Why can't I just teach you this case? Because all you would know is this. This is all you would know. If I just taught you the Korban Pesach case, all you would know about this general category called Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah is this very scenario, where I do a mitzvah now, where the other mitzvah doesn't exist. The other mitzvah has not emerged yet. Which mitzvah hasn't emerged yet? Korban Pesach. I know there's a mitzvah Korban Pesach. It's on my calendar. Right? It's on my calendar a week from now. I could see it. But it doesn't exist right now. So I know that I could do a mitzvah now, which is going to create a patur for me later. But okay, that's only one type of exemption. What's the havmin to say not? What's the havmin to say I shouldn't do that? So Rashi indicates what the havmin would be. Oh, maybe you'll say that mitzvah is greater. What gives me the right to put myself in a situation where I'm going to exempt myself from a significant mitzvah? Maybe I should say no, I won't do this mitzvah, and I'll take the more significant mitzvah. The Ritva had the same lashon, if you remember.
So why can't it just teach us?
Remember, the Ritva's lashon was mitzvah gadol heimena. I need the pasuk. Ritva was bothered by why do I need the pasuk altogether to teach me osek mitzvah patur and mitzvah. You remember that question, Gil? You remember the Ritva's kasha? Ritva said, "This is if you only apply osek mitzvah patur and mitzvah to the case where I can't do both, then it's." Pshita. It's pasha that I can't mechayev you to do the second mitzvah. It's not possible for you to do the second mitzvah when you're involved in the first mitzvah. So why do I need the pasuk to teach me the concept of osek mitzvah patur mitzvah? So he gives two answers. One is that even if you're involved in a lesser mitzvah and a mitzvah gadol heimena comes around, I don't put aside the first mitzvah for the sake of the second mitzvah. Why? Because you're osek. You're involved. That's it. What was the second answer? No, forget about that. That's a whole separate question. Forget about it. I mean, does the Ritva mean that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you have to say the Ritva is talking about Darabonans. He could have said Darabonans. He didn't say that. Okay. It sounds like he's weighing on some level. Darais is what I'm saying. And the second answer of the Ritva was this very issue. Maybe without the Pasuk, without a Limud, you wouldn't know that what? That you have the right to do a mitzvah now, which is going to push off a mitzvah later. Maybe you wouldn't know that. Maybe you'd say, listen, I don't have the right to do this mitzvah if it's going to create a problem for mitzvah later on. So Kamashwan, the pasuk comes to tell you, no. Osek mitzvah patur mitzvah. So we still have the question, how is that defined as osek mitzvah patur mitzvah? Yeah, you want to say something?
What makes something a mitzvah?
Right, that we don't know. He doesn't say. It's hard to know. In the case of Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, maybe you'll say because it carries kares. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, well, maybe if I only taught you the case of Sukkah. Sorry, if I only tell you the case of Korban Pesach, what would you say? Diyashmin hasa mishum de lo matas man chiva de Pesach. Hava hocha de matas man kriya shma emelo. Sricha. And let's say I would have just taught you the case of Shema, We were just told you didn't even have Shema. What does the Gemara say? V'i yashmin in hacha. Meaning, b'shiftecha b'veisecha. What would I deduce? I'd say, oh, you know why you pelted from Shema when you're doing another mitzvah?
It doesn't have
kares. It doesn't have kares. But a mitzvah that carries with it the punishment of kares for violating it, no, I would not say pater. I wouldn't say pater. Kares, you're not going to pass up a mitzvah that incurs kares, that carries with it the punishment of kares.
That's if it only said the kares.
If it only would have said Shema. If it only taught me that when you're involved in another mitzvah, you pater from Shema, like the case in Brachos. You're involved in the Kvura, or you're involved in Nicham Avelim, you pater from Shema. Okay. What's so bad you passed up the opportunity to say Shema? Mavatel Naseh. Oh, but if you're Mavatel Karim Pesach, that's kares. Maybe I wouldn't know that. So that's why I need the other case. The Gemara is trying to show why you need both psukim. Why you need both psukim. Yeah, I'm just trying to get the pshat then. I want to make sure I understand the pshat. Someone want to say it over? Why you need both psukim? Just a simple pshat? Yeah.
The reason why you need the pasuk of Kriya Shema is because if you would only have had the pasuk that talks about Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach incurs the punishment of Karis. So you would have said, you can only delay.
Which way are you telling me now? Which pasuk do I need?
You need the pasuk of Kriya Shema that says
Karim Pesach case? Pesach. Yeah, I need the Karim Pesach case to tell me that even in a situation where the mitzvah involves what?
Kares,
that I still push it off.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the other way?
And then you need the
what if I have the Karim Pesach case?
You need the Karim Pesach case because.
No, what if I have the Karim Pesach case but not the Shema case?
Not the Shema case, so then you would have said.
So I know Kares. I know Kares. What don't I know?
Oh, the Shema case, but not the Karim Pesach case?
No, Karim Pesach case.
I thought we were saying that now.
Karim Pesach case teaches me, even in light of the potential kares, I still say Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. I don't say, well, Mitzvah Kala, yes, Mitzvah Chamura, not. I don't say that.
I just had it. And then for the other, if you would have only had the Shema case.
One second. There's two psukim. If I only have the Karim Pesach case, what don't I know? Let's put it that way.
If you only have the Korban Pesach case, then you only know about Kares.
What about the time issue?
Oh, the time bound. Yeah.
I only know that where a mitzvah hasn't yet come about, that I could do something now, which is going to pop to me in the future. But I don't know about a situation where both mitzvahs exist. Who says that just because I'm involved now in the mitzvah of, forgetting about the cases where I'm tamei. Obviously, if I'm tamei, there's nothing to talk about. I can't do the other mitzvah because I have a technical problem, technical bar. Let's say that's not the issue. Let's say I'm involved in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Who says that just because I'm involved in Pidyon Shvuyim and Sukkah comes about, then I'm pater from Sukkah? I wouldn't know that from Karim Pesach. Timeline?
Yeah, isn't that what I was saying?
Yeah. But okay, I thought you were stressing a different point. The chiddush is that even... Yeah. That even when both mitzvahs exist, I'm still going to be pater from the second mitzvah. I'm still going to be pater from the second mitzvah. Yeah. That I cannot deduce from the Pesach case. Because Pesach doesn't stand for that proposition. The case of the Karim Pesach is limited to an example where what? Where I'm doing something now which is patering me in the future. Yes? No? It's important to understand this because if we want to do the Tosos, we need to understand this set of facts here.
Did you explain the Shema case yet?
I tried to. What's the problem?
The Karim Pesach.